Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been
sent. To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, September 18, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with Hey, Tony. One more time, Tony. All right, one moment. We seem to have lost our connection for Tony. We'll give him a minute to appear. Okay, Tony, you on? Looks like he's on. But we don't hear him. Do you guys hear Tony? I don't hear him.
Okay, good morning, TNT.
There he is.
I thought we were at the beginning because you just called me. I didn't know you went through the whole thing.
Oh, well, this is my second time calling you. I thought you fell off, so I reconnected you.
No, I didn't. But anyway, we are here.
Okay. Well, you're on cue. Go right ahead.
All right. Great. Good morning, guys. Let's get the party started. So, Ray, we got any good news?
No updates went out.
No updates. Well,
so let's run with
here
it.
Here we go. Not a whole lot has changed. There's news articles that say the budget was submitted to the House. There's members of the House this morning saying they haven't got the budget. So is it right today? They don't have it. So 4 days, the budget's been somewhere. It's kind of like here in the U.S., lost in the mail, I guess. A loss in transition. But they're saying it's there, and they're saying it's not. So we'll see what happens. We think they're supposed to be the first reading on Saturday. They did put out the process of it going from the committee to the House of Parliament, and that it's a two-week process to get the budget finalized from the first reading when Parliament gets it to giving it out to their various committees, so they come back for the second reading to the third reading and the vote is what they're saying. It's a two-week process, which will put it at the end of the month. Okay? So it's what we expected anyway. They're talking about an historic event for Iraq where they're going to complete two budgets within 1 month, the 2020 budget, 2021 budget. Let me see. I got something else to tell you guys. First, I got to do this. Shana Tova. I wanted to say Shana Tova. So, everybody who knows what that is, who's supposed to know what that is. But Shana Tova. Okay. Actually, it's the Jewish New Year, just so everybody knows. So. So I do want to get that out. Happy New Year to them. All right, we did have some live articles this morning. What's going on in Iraq? And today they're saying that the 2021 budget will generate and activate revenue from taxes as part of their new budget. And we knew that. Kazemi is on TV right now doing an interview. And he says the 2021 budget will include economic and financial reforms and will be presented last week of September, and that the budget for 2020 is only for operational remains of this year and salaries. But also saying the 2021 budget should be completed by October 15th, not September 15th, but by October 15th is what it says. So they're putting out a lot of information. It doesn't say the rate change has to wait for the 2021 budget, because it says most of the reforms, that could be the jobs, the investments, and everything else that they're going to put out, especially since the budgets are coming out together or very close together, is what I'm hearing. All right. The banks are still at the call center, exchange center, They're still going to be there through the rest of the month, 6 to 11, because they still think it's going to happen by the end of the month. And we're still sitting pretty. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Jim in KC says, regarding treasury rates, does it apply only to dinar or only to other currencies or to all of them in this basket?
I don't know. I just had the dong rate and the zim rate as far as treasury rates, as far as they could go up. I don't even know on the dinar. And, again, it's based on how much you have. So, supposedly, and I'll just go ahead and tell you, supposedly, the max on the dong is going to be $12. I don't know what you need to have to get the $12, but supposedly, that's what they're looking at. The max on the ZIM is 60 cents, is what I'm being told. So, again, you had to have 50 million or more to get the 33 cents. So I don't know what it's going to take to get to the 60 cents. I'm sure we will once it happens. And I don't know about the dinar at all. But throughout history, over 15 years that we've been doing this, some of the super elite got paid over $100 for their dinar. Then it went down to 70-something. Then it went down to D6-something. Then, you know, was in the 30s, and then we got 28.50 as our contract rate. So that's information I probably never would have told you guys if they would have paid me back 10 years ago when they said they were, or paid us 5 years ago, because it wouldn't have mattered. But a whole lot of this information wouldn't have came out at that time. So let's see what happens. All right, what's next?
Papa Bear says, having gifted currency to numerous friends and family members who live in various states, what is the best method for them to get their own 800 number? Listen to this call.
That's it. Tell them to quit relying on you and listen to the call. Go sign up for the Twitter so they can get notified when everybody else does. That's the best thing I can tell you. All right, what's next?
Okay, High Praise says, is the Indonesian rupiah in the basket for the upcoming RV? I was on another site that listed all the currencies to be revalued in the first basket, but it didn't list the rupiah.
Well, the simple answer is, we've been talking about the rupiah for 10 years, 12 years, and what the rate was and everything else. So either you're not paying attention to rate, which he really doesn't like.
That's cool.
And you're going to the other sites, which he really doesn't like. And coming back here asking questions that we've already addressed, which he really doesn't like anyway. So, yes, the rupiah is in the basket. It's been in that basket from the very start. And we do have the rate, and we've been giving it out for years. All right, what's next?
TP40 says, do you think there may be any delays of the dinar RV due to other currencies needing to be ready as well? Or have you heard anything about the other currencies?
I've heard everything about the other currencies that we list, and they're all waiting on the dinar because the global currency reset is based on the dinar. So everybody's waiting on the dinar. Dinar is not waiting on anybody.
All right. W. Ryder 22 says, I often think that the exchanges will not be completed in a timely manner because of the millions that will seek to exchange in the first few days. Tony, last call you mentioned that the exchange centers will have 500 bank personnel. Is 500 bank personnel per exchange center going to be enough to get this done on time?
Okay. First of all, Tony never said that. So that was on another call. It wasn't on this call. Because I have absolutely never said each exchange location will have 500 people. Because I don't know how many people are going to be at any exchange location. And nobody's never broke it down to me at each location, you know, who's there and who's not. How many call center people, how many exchange center people, or anything else. Some locations, which I happen to know right here in Sacramento, couldn't even hold 500 people in the building, much less have 500 people at each exchange location. So somebody's giving you false information, and it's not Tony. Now, as far as there's 10 million, maybe 15 million now who have Dinar, all they're concerned with is getting us, the internet people, us who are paying attention, who they know are going to flood them through the first 10 days. However many they can get through, that's their goal, and as fast as they can. The rest of the people, they're not going to find out until sometime over the next 2 years. And just whenever they do, they run into somebody. Somebody say, oh, yeah, I did that 4 months ago. Oh, yeah, 6 months ago was the exchange. You didn't know? They didn't know. That's when those people are going to go in. Then they're going to go right to their bank. The bank's going to give them a number to call, and they're going to set them up with an appointment. So their goal is 10 days at a rapid pace, 6 in the morning till 1 in the morning, as many people as they can get through, period. After that, the rest of those people will be on their own. They have to wait, and it may take them a week or 2 weeks to get a appointment. I don't know. All right, what's next?
Live callers are next.
Okay.
313 area code.
Oh, you said
313? Yeah, that's you, isn't it?
No, I'm just 313.
Yeah, 313. Well, let me put
okay.
it backwards then.
Well,
let me
okay.
put it backwards in 313.
There we go. That's the same thing, but not 31313. But we got it. We got
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll take that one, too. All right, what's next?
Well, good morning, Tony. It's a new Ray. How you both you guys doing?
Hey. All right. I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm super fantastic.
And super fantastic. That's what I love to hear. You guys both inspire me each and every time I listen to you. But, Tony, did you ever get a chance to look at that video that I sent to Ray?
I don't know. Which video was it?
About Charlie.
About what?
About Charlie. Ray must not have given it to you. He must not sent it to you. Because the last time I spoke to you, I would have told you I was going to send you this video about Charlie. He was talking about the RV and the global exchange. And since then, I've you know, seen other videos about him. But he's really confident in the RV, and I'm confident in it too. And I just wanted you guys to see him. I don't know if you ever heard of him before, but his name is Charlie Ward. Did I? Yeah.
No, I was thinking about Charles Ward, the football player. That's what I was thinking about last time you said it too. But anyway, no, I don't think I've seen the video yet.
Okay. Well, I texted to Ray, and he could forward it over to you whenever he gets to it. I just wanted you
to see
it. I don't
recall that. You texted or emailed it?
No, I texted that same, right while we were on that same day, I texted to you. I can retext it again, but matter of fact, I'm going to retext it again. So I just really want you guys to see it. It's just, oh, it's so encouraging. I mean, oh, my goodness, it's so encouraging.
But we don't need anything encouraging.
I know,
I can't speak for Tony. But.
you guys encourage us, and you know sometimes you need to be encouraged too, you know.
Oh well, I'm encouraged by the stuff we can't tell you. That's where my encouragement is. But anyway, though, okay,
well,
send it.
I'm still going to forward it. I'm still going to forward it to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, now if I don't respond, that means it didn't come to me because I'm looking. But anyway, just send it.
I'm looking at it too right now, and I'm going to forward it again. I'm looking at it right now, Ray.
All right. I'll be on the lookout for it this time. All righty.
Okay.
Bye bye. 754 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Thank you for taking my call. First, Ray, Tony, I want to say you did a very good job with Lashana Tova. It is the Jewish New Year, and I want to wish my fellow Denarians who celebrate it like I do a very happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. But you did a great job pronouncing it. Kudos. Tony, you mentioned the 20 and 21 budget and what's going to be in each one. Considering that neither one of them have mentioned in what came out in the article about a revalue and that the 2020 budget is an operational budget only and that the 2021 budget will be addressing other items. Which budget will you feel is going to have the rate, or will both of them have it?
Yeah, how did I know that question was coming? So, anyway.
Well, came, it's there, and it's on the table.
This is what I can tell you. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best, all right? And we've been hoping, wishing that it comes for the 20th, but we're prepared if it goes to the 21st too, either way. Now, I'm just saying that. I think it's going to be done. The banks think it's going to be done, and they think it's going to occur in the 20 budget. A lot of the Iraq citizens now are feeling that it's going to be in the 21 budget. Now, that's just the citizens. Still got government officials saying it's going to be in the 20 budget. But because they're telling them it's going to be submitted by the 15th of October, the budget itself, it would mean, and if it's submitted like the 20 budget with the details, the rate will have already come out prior to it being submitted. Because they had to put a dollar amount in there in total. And we should know that. And the fact that they're attempting to brag that they're doing 2 years at one time within 1 month, I would think the rate would have to already come out. So I'm going with the 20 budget. But even going by what they're saying, they're not even going to read it till the last day. Because, you know, this morning, they said they sent it 4 days ago. House of Representatives saying, well, we still haven't got it, so I don't know where you sent it to. And when we do get it, it takes us 14 days or 2 days to complete the entire process, which, again, will put us at the end of the month or the first part of October, which time both of them should be submitted. So I think it's going to be a win-win.
All right.
But I do like, in case you guys didn't know, the new CBI director has already come out and announced that he has a plan to increase the value of the currency, and they're initiating the plan. So that was a good thing today. Okay.
Have you heard anything from the bankers in Texas before Bus Lady gets on that they're, I know they're not there, but have you heard anything from them that they're preparing, that they feel something's about to happen as different from the other banks Has Texas said anything?
Nothing from Texas. They're just business as usual, which I expect them to be until after, I think, the 24th, 25th. They may come on board. That still may be too early, but we'll see.
Okay, and my final question, the citizens in Iraq, because this has gone on so long and previously they've demonstrated and they've been promised dates that have come and gone, they've been promised salaries that have come and gone, a lot of things they haven't gotten. Are they beginning to get restless again, or is everything status quo there where they're content with the news coming out?
They're not content. They're happy about what they're hearing, and that's why he's doing it. That's why he announced this morning that more people will be arrested than were yesterday, and there will be people higher up in the food chain, is basically what the article says, and he's letting the people know that. I will be getting them. We're getting it together. But the people have also let him know, do whatever you got to do, but we don't have reforms on the 1st of October. You're going to have riots in the street on the 2nd of October. So they already know it. Now, is he going to try to do enough between now and then to say, hey, give me another week or 2 weeks? I don't know. But right now the plan is for them to go back to the streets in October, just like they did with Mahdi. And we just have to see how long will it take them to destroy the government. If they do it the way they did it before, won't be long. Go down, shut down the bridges, shut down the economy. And this time they got Maliki's help and Amari's help, Amiri's help. And if it goes that far, probably Sadr, because Iran is going to take any opportunity they get to get back in and undo what he's done so far. So I think he'd be crazy to even get started, but we'll see what happens. So the magic date is the 1st of October, what they put out already. If we don't see the reforms on the 1st of October, we're back in the streets on the 2nd of October.
All right. Well, thank you for answering my questions. I appreciate it. You both have a great day and a wonderful weekend. And again, to everyone that celebrates it, have a happy and a healthy new year. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
865, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continued tenacity in sharing this information with us. You referenced the fact of the CBI governor, and he seems to really be hitting the ground running, having only been appointed a couple of days ago. What has been the reaction of the folks in the street, the demonstrators and others? Have they accepted this with great jubilation, or are they taking a wait and see, put your money where your mouth is kind of thing? Because he did say strengthening the currency. That was the way on the translation that I'd seen in one of the articles, that plan of strengthening the currency. He didn't really say increase the rate, which is what we'd be looking for, but I'm figuring that that's their terminology for what it is that we're looking for. Is that a correct interpretation as well?
Okay. Yep. Because that's what I got. But it's not about him. He just got there. He is doing all the things they said that we needed to do. But it's because Al-Kazimi put him there, and this is his master plan. But he had to have somebody in there to follow, which is what we want to see anyway. So they're not celebrating because he said that, but they're anticipating something. They're still telling him, okay, you got till the 1st of October. We've seen this before. People say something, do this, and then it all stops and everything else. They like the corruption part. They were celebrating the other day when that happened. But they want to see the corrupt move, removed, arrested, jailed, and everything else. That's reason for celebration. But saying you're going to do something, you're just saying it.
And this question I will direct to Ray, because your comment was that you are encouraged by stuff we can't tell you.
Ooh,
I'd like to know
I knew
if I
said that. Okay.
My question would be, I'm not gonna put his feet to the fire on saying what is it, although you know we might segue into that. But I'd be expecting, I'd like to know when we could expect that spilling the beans of what that encouragement stuff is. When we can expect that,
no
like at the end of the call.
I have no idea when, if ever.
Well, then.
But I suspect at the time that it's okay for me to share it, you won't really care to hear it anyway. It won't matter. It'll just be, oh, okay, that was good to know.
Well, can you at least give us, this is the end of the week. We need to have some real good stuff here. So can you give us a little hint on what that stuff, quote unquote, is that you can't necessarily tell?
Well, basically,
maybe
it just amounts to this is real. Now, nothing that says, hey, guys, RV's going to happen such and such day. We can't ever really tell you that and know it to be a fact until it takes place. But for those who are still wondering, is this real? Are people really going to be able to do this, et cetera, et cetera? That conviction is settled in place from various things that we've shared and some things that we couldn't share. But that wraps that up as far as it being a real situation.
And was that primarily from folks on this side of the pond or folks from Iraq?
Both.
Or both? Both?
Both sides, yes.
Okay. Well, may this be our finale Friday that we'll be hearing from you guys again sometime later today or over the weekend saying it's here. But whenever it happens, 10 days from that wonderful date, we know that that's when our TNT, Super Fantastic Pay It Forward Project, is going to be. And you're going to do it today.
Let me tell you
something. It'll be September.
That's right. I got a text from this individual and more. They just want you to know they are in awe of you. And your ability to push Ray to the corner.
Well, thank whomever that is. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Have a great day. Finale Friday.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 281 area code. You're next.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Fantabulous,
sir. Super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
I'm good. I can't complain. I ain't going to do any good anyway, so.
And you going to do it anyway, so go ahead and get started. What you want.
Now look here. Look here now. All right. I wanted to ask you a question. Well, maybe two. So with President Trump announcing, I know he had made an announcement about the aid toward the U.S. farmers, I think during the time when, kind of sort of around the same time when Kazemi announced the same thing toward the, like the Kurdistan and all the Iraqi farmers. Does that have anything to do, is that tied into the RV as well as far as them being able to, you know, pay the farmers here in the U.S. as well, do you think, in your opinion? I mean, because with the country being in a shortage like it is, with everything that's been going on with this pandemic, and they're saying that, you know, this and that, we don't have money for this, we don't have money for that, how is he going to be able to pay all of these things? And I'm just wondering if the RV is going to help suffice for some of that. What's your thought?
My thought is, it's real simple, guys. Trump could not come up with what he wants, $5 billion to build a wall in Mexico for 100 miles, 200 miles, whatever it was. Could not. The Democrats told him, we don't have $5 billion to spare. We don't have it. You know, our deficit is so high. We're broke, whatever it is. There is no money. So he want to get $2 billion from somewhere else. And we go through all that rigmarole only to have the pandemic hit and somehow enough, they come up with $2 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have $5 billion, but now they got $2 trillion to spread out throughout the country. Now they're trying to do a new deal where they get $3 trillion to spread out throughout the country. So if you have this money there whenever you want it, first question is, if you're going to pay the farmers, why you didn't pay them before? Because the money comes from the same place. And the second question is, no, it has nothing to do with Iraq. They're just going to print more money because they have the power and authority to do so and say, here, take this. So that's the only thing they have to do. The RRB can now, for another 10 years, doesn't stop them from printing more money just like they did, passing it around, telling everybody that they're happy. Because just like the RRB, guys, is digits on a screen. That's all it's going to be. You're never, ever, nobody, not one of us, is ever going to walk out the bank with $100 million in his pocket. You're never going to see it. So Trump can say what he wants. Hey, I'm going to pay you guys. Because he never has to come up with the money. Just throw some more zeros on there and send that out. Just go and print up some more currency and then, you know, spread that amongst them. That's all any government ever has to do. That's all any person. So I'm not just blaming that on him. I'm just saying that's how the government really works. You guys got, there was no great investment, no great invention. There was nothing to generate $2 trillion in the last 8 months for them to especially give away. There's nothing out there if the whole country is shut down or 90% to give them a reason to generate $3 trillion for the next stimulus package. Where does the money come from? It comes from our future. It comes from your kids' future. All this money has to be paid back, and that's what people don't realize. So we're in a, just like Iraq, when they tell them they can't borrow anymore externally or internally because they're borrowing from the CBI to pay the CBI. Same that we're doing, borrowing from the feds to pay the government. Knowing the Federal Reserve is who? Okay, we already know who they are. Well, why do they just get to print unlimited amounts of money and don't even have to prove they had it? They get to print it on paper like me and you have, give it to the government and say, now you owe me because I just used my paper to print out some more. That's basically how it works. I know everybody don't want to understand that, but that's how it's working. So I know that was a long way around the quarter. It had nothing to do with the dinar. I was just going to tell you, you had dinar-colored glasses on like I'd never seen before. But anyway, a little explanation.
I'm going to let you slide on that. Okay, I have one more question. I know you probably have mentioned this in the past, but it's been a minute since I heard anyone discuss it. How much, okay, well, first of all the currencies that we hold, that we are familiar with this RV, once the RV happens, how long or is there a limit as to people that the regular Joe Blows on the street can go in to exchange their currencies? Because they're the ones that are not in the know. They don't have anything, any information shared with them like we are being shared here on the internet and other communications ways that we are learning about this stuff. Is there a time span that some of these currencies will be taken, you know, off the market, or they'll be there forever? These people can go in at any time. It doesn't matter. They won't lose out.
All of the currencies, with the exception of the dinar, could be any time unless they make an announcement. The dinar itself, the 3-0 notes, have a 2-year limit on them. After that, they aren't going to be any good.
Okay, a 2-year limit. Okay, from the time that we exchange. So, yeah. Okay.
Right. From the time
Okay. All right. Well, those are my questions. Thank you, sir. And I hope we'll hear something soon.
All right, have a super fantastic weekend. All right.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 850. You were on. Eight five zero. 631.
Can you hear me?
We do now.
You can now.
Wow. This is the first time. How about it? Queen Rebecca, how are you, Mr. Ray Wren?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
And Mr. Tony Renfro. this is the first. I'm excited. I've been on your call for some time, and I just wanted to, my question got answered, but I wanted to commend you for all that you do. We appreciate you, and we especially appreciate Open Mic. Greetings from Florida, and I would like to connect with Mr. Tony Renfro after the RV. I have a nonprofit focusing on ex-offenders. We got work to do, Tony.
Okay. So I got to ask you a question. The first thing came to mind. What's your name, Queen?
Queen Rebecca.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure.
Your brother have my information.
After I got to the queen part, I said, oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking of royalty here. So
Yes, we are.
Okay. So I was just trying to figure that all queens, or are you a special kind of queen?
I'm a special queen, chosen, called, anointed, and appointed for such a time as this.
Okay, then.
Give him back. I've been in this for about 14 years, and I want to do something very special. I do something on a local level, but beyond Florida, we want to go throughout the states and have done missions to Africa before also. So this is big. We got work to do, Tony.
All right. Make sure we do connect. Yeah.
We got to give back,
right,
sir. You know
yes,
what alumni do?
That is what they do. Well, they're supposed to each one reach one to teach one. So
that's right.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to connect with you, sir.
All right. We will. Thanks.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
All righty. Bye-bye. 610, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Hey,
yeah,
sir.
G-Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And Tony, how is it out in your community as far as the smoke and ash? Has that faded at all, or is it still coming your way?
Well, let me see. I can actually see some clouds today. So, yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's blue. It's darker than normal. I don't see the sun yet. It to be 10:45, but I do see some clouds, some white clouds too, not just gray. But
all
thanks
right
for asking. But I got to do something else today with you, because I'm gonna need you to change your speech, or for you to be more aggressive, or for you to just say I don't know what. No, look, I was gonna say this. Yeah, everything you're doing is fine. We really appreciate it, guys. But this is it. I asked Ray today, because I asked him today, because he said he went here. I said, well, what'd you get? He said, I got 10 envelopes. So 10 people donate out of 10,000, even out of 100. He said, I got 10 envelopes. I just want you guys
wow
to know that we're doing this because we're doing it. And we're doing it with the question that the lady asked me last time. We got 10 envelopes out the mail. That's what we're doing. All right. So, yeah.
All right. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Donations are needed in order to keep this information superstation on the air. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And as you just heard Tony, It's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, 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 and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
Really. Yeah, you're all very right. Welcome. Enjoy.
All right. Have a great weekend. All right, Ray.
Let me share something real quick with you, Tony, from one of the 10 envelopes.
Uh-oh.
So I open this up, and there's a card with it, and it says, with no RV yet, this is dated September the 14th, so with no RV yet, best news today is my daughter went to the hospital to have her baby boy. Her water broke at the doctor's office. How about that? Cujo Dad. Hi, Cujo Dad. Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations.
I'm sure the baby's born by now since that was on the 14th. Well, yeah. Water break. I don't think within 4 days somebody's coming out, right?
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure the baby's born by now.
Okay.
Congratulations. Glad to hear.
Yeah. Congratulations, Cujo Dad. All right. Next up is 707 area code. You are on.
Good morning, and thank
good
you
morning.
For your information. I just have one particular question about the 15 things that Trump put out for people to do humanitarian projects with the U.S. Treasury, and just ask if you know, will those be renewable at the end of whatever term you're set up for them?
Okay, so let me get this right. You're telling me that somebody sent you 15 things that Trump is saying you have to put your money in as far as humanitarian projects?
He's not saying you have to. He's made those available if you want to.
Trump hasn't made anything available. There's nothing been made from any banks. I've got nothing from the Treasury Department. Nothing from us is saying Trump has picked out 15 anything for you to put your money in. We didn't put out. And if I was you, I'd be very leery of whoever did put it out.
I thought
they're going to give you, or the bank says these are 15 areas that the president or our government wants you to invest your money in. These are humanitarian projects. When there's thousands and thousands of humanitarian projects that you could do in your local community, state, or anywhere else, that they're going to give you a list of 15 that they want everybody to put their money in.
Right, in fact.
Matter of fact, send that document to Ray. I'll look it up.
Okay.
And I want to see who it came from. And I'll explain it all. Yeah, do that.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay.
So
great.
Thank you. Thank you for that info. I thought that I had heard you say something about the ERA 1 referring to that, but I'm mistaken. So.
Yeah. Because there's no way that's going
to
happen.
I know better than to call either of you up and say, so and so said this, you know. And so. But it's a fairly reliable website. So, anyway, that answers my question.
Not anymore.
Yeah, send it to me. And guys, I don't mind you, and I really don't. I don't mind you guys saying, hey, this case that came up. Is this true or is this a good idea? Now, Ray don't like it.
Yeah,
at all. Don't be come telling me what's on somebody else's call because I ain't got nothing to do with that. But if it makes sense, I'm going to tell you if it's real or not real. We don't know everything, but we know a lot of things. We do have,
well,
and I've had contacts for years that nobody else has had or been able to have. Clearly know the history of this and the logic behind it. And
I can tell
you, when somebody's trying to scam you or set you up for a future scam, which it sounds like that's what it's about to do, if they're going to direct these 15 places for you to get involved in or companies to get involved in with or to send your money to, none of that sounds good to me. None of that.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate your information and setting me straight on it because I clearly have misunderstood something somewhere, and I depend on your comments almost totally.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Ray. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. 714. You are on area code.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Tony has indicated that the ZEM, depending on the quantity you have, will be worth 11, 22, 33, and today even possibly more. Is there any way a person with one $100 trillion note could give that to a person with a lot of them to get a higher rate? And I'm thinking in terms of nominee interest. If I earn interest for somebody else, I report it on Schedule B and deduct it out, in and out. And I'm just wondering if
there's... Okay, so let me get this straight.
Well,
hold on, because we can go right from here. You have one ZIM note, and you're going to get 11 cents for it or 22 cents. I don't know, maybe for your one ZIM note. So you want to give it to me so I can get 60 cents for it instead, right? So another 38
cents
on that. So that's $38 million. And what do you want me to do with the $38 million?
Well, you'd give that to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's going to happen. So I'm going to give you the $60 million, and I'm going to pay, well, hopefully there isn't any interest on it. Fees or anything else, but what is the reason I'm doing that for?
Well, I don't know what your reason would be is, but I would give it to a person who would be willing to do it for me because I trust them with my life, and they would get a higher rate. Instead of me getting 11 cents, they would get 33 cents or 60 cents for it.
Okay, but what do they
me.
Get? Yeah, so what do they get for doing that?
If they charge something,
making you richer.
Exactly.
Okay. No, listen, man. That's easy to do with somebody you know and love. son, child, friend, just doing that with anybody. You're talking about $38 million. I don't know. Hopefully it's not a taxable event, so it shouldn't be. But then, I mean, does he have to leave any in the bank? Does he have to do the five-year plan? Then who pays on that? There's a lot of complications when you're talking about that kind of money. And then on top of that, as Ray's going to tell you, he can't just give you $38 million and somebody don't pay the tax on it, because it's not in the exchange now because you gave it to him. So now he's turning around giving you $60 million with no explanation. Somebody got to pay for that.
Well, this is why I say it would be treated as like a nominee event, where if I leave $50,000 with somebody because I'm going overseas and they invest it for me, they can then, and they earn a lot of interest on it. They have to report that interest if they get a 1099 on it. And then they back it out on Schedule B as nominee. And so they don't pay the taxes, but I end up paying any taxes. Now, this is supposedly, hopefully, not going to be a taxable event, the exchange itself. And so it would be treated like a nominee thing, but it's not income.
Okay.
But it would just
sounds
be recorded
like you know
that this money.
Do, so if you can find somebody to do it, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, I just didn't know if you had any more information that might shed more light on it that would preclude it or prevent it specifically.
No, because you can give your 100 trillion note to whoever you want. You can make whatever agreement you want to make with them. It's just getting them to live up to it. And then what happens afterwards? So that would be my only concern. You gave it away. He exchanged it. Now he's trying to give you $60 million. And the government's not going to look at it like, well, I don't know, however you guys write it up. It's a partnership or anything. Somebody's going to pay money or taxes on that $60 million. But you said you got a way around it.
I agree that the person you do this with is absolutely critical. And when I use the word give, I don't mean I give ownership to it. I mean, I just transfer it to them in trust to handle it for me. So it's technically still mine, but they're investing it or exchanging it in this case for me.
Okay, now that
no.
part I don't know. If you
that
give
changes.
It to him in trust, then it's not his to exchange. The trust knew their own exchange. Wait, Ray,
no, I think he meant just trusting the person, but when that person does that exchange, that's their money at that point in time. Because that's what they're presenting to the bank as, this is mine. I'm doing an exchange on my money. So sounds like somebody might would have to tell a little fib somewhere in the process that I don't think you want to deal with that.
Well, I definitely don't want to do anything illegal. But that is the crux of the question. Is there anything that prevents them from exchanging their money and mine?
No, is that when they exchange it, it's all going to be theirs. They're not going to exchange it as your money. That's where the change is going to kick in. They're going to be exchanging it as their money.
So in other
going
words,
into
they're
their
declaring
account.
That.
Yes.
They're declaring that all this foreign currency belongs and is owned by them.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And if they tell the bank anything different than that, they might have some difficulty exchanging
yeah.
it and say, well, this is mine and this is Bill's, but I'm putting it all in my account. Then the bank may say, oh, wait a minute. So somebody's going to say something somewhere that's not going to jive right. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely not interested in doing anything shady or illegal. Next question. After the RV, would you be or consider helping facilitate setting up a user group, so to say, or a networking organization for the 501c3 nonprofits to kind of maximize what we're trying to accomplish with the nonprofits, that we get you know, good interest income, or pay less taxes on unrelated income, good insurance, things like that that we might not be familiar with.
Take question to me or Tony?
Okay. Get ready to say. Look, I'm going to answer it, though. I'm going to answer it. Because the answer from Tony is, no, I don't know anything about nonprofits. I know about profits. If you want to talk about making some money, we can talk about that. But I don't know anything about nonprofits. That's going to be, you know, between you and Ray, I guess. But I'm going to be talking about making some money.
Well, what I'm asking is, would you, I presumably you both would know if or be a way of contacting you folks to let you know that we have a nonprofit, and I'd like to set up a networking organization with other nonprofits so we can share information. Not that you would do it or have the information.
Yeah, something like that would be. Available.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Appreciate all you're doing for us.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
727. You're on.
Well, gentlemen. It's Walt.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Hey, sir.
I heard, when I heard Bus Lady bring up Maliki the other day, you have no idea. Oh, I wish I could have got on that call to follow up on that. But because we've had several conversations. In fact, I think you mentioned my name, Tony, when it came to, boy, Walt would like to hear about this. And the fact that Maliki's name came up and that he lit out the back door and ran across the border. I think the one thing I wanted to ask you is your opinion is, if he comes back to Iraq, I would think that would be a bad sign, because that would mean that Iran's getting ready to raise Cain in Iraq. And he wants to be around that, because otherwise, at some point in time, he's got to pay for the decisions that he gave and the orders that he gave when ISIS came strolling in. And I'm curious what your thought is on whether or not he returns based upon the threat to him from being prosecuted for the malarkey that went on with the ISIS invasion that he actually facilitated. What do you think?
I think, first of all, I like the way Al-Kazimi is doing what he's doing, because, again, he's starting from the ground up. He's climbing up the ladder. Get to the top, but you can liken it to him, you know, cutting all the rungs from the bottom up to the ladder collapses. And that's exactly what he's doing, because he's taking away all of Maliki and Amiri's power from up under them. So destroying their army or followers or anybody that is in positions to cause chaos and replacing them all, which is making them stronger and stronger all the way up. So I like the fact the way that he's doing it. Yeah, Maliki ran, and he used it. Good excuse. I got to go see the doctor. Now, whether somebody gave him a heads up before or not, because yesterday they were catching some of these executive things at the airport trying to flee the country. That's where they were arresting them at. So they know their name is, in fact, on a list. Do I think he's going to get the Maliki? Yes. But I think he'll be one of the last ones after he's cut his legs up from under him, cut his hands off, and everything else. He has nobody to reach out to. And that's exactly what they're doing. But that's why he ran to Iran saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, I've been helping you guys for years. I know you guys flaked on me last year or just cast to the side, but what are we going to do here? Because everybody's losing, because Iran is definitely losing in this deal right now without him. So they're over there trying to formulate some plan. We'll see. I don't expect them to just give up. I mean, because their whole economy is at stake as far as Iran, and they're going to use as many pawns along the way as they can. But when it gets to the end of it, like most pawns, they're like, I can do with you or without you, and they'll cast them aside, you know, because it's part of the game. And we'll try to make a new agreement and come up with some new pawns out of these guys that he put in. So if Maliki comes back, either Iran has structured a deal for him, or he thinks it'll be some time before they get to him, and he'll try to move the money out of the country. Now, we know they're coming for him, or they wouldn't have got his son-in-law and his brother and locked up all those bank accounts that they clearly know are his. And he knows they're coming for him. But before they started down there and made it obvious, they wanted to lock up all his money. That's exactly what they did. So, yeah.
Right.
Bottom line is, if he comes back, it'll probably be a problem, but I don't think they want to start riots in the street. He'll probably use that after the first. If things don't look like they're being done on the first or real quick, then I think he'll try and use that to his advantage to try and rebuild.
So the closer we get to this happening, do you foresee Iran pulling the trigger and having to start some sort of conflict in order to have an excuse to say that this thing, you know, we have to do everything we can to keep it from happening? Because it doesn't make sense to me that they got to let it happen and then go in and try to stir it up after once it's been released.
Well, I think they know right now that, yeah, they can't do it. And it really became obvious this week when he replaced all of those people who were there under Maliki and Abadi, that Iran is losing this battle right here. So,
right,
you got to rethink things. Wait a minute. Okay, so now we're in a new kind of battle. Not that. So now how do I renegotiate with Iraq under some legal terms or new terms, and who's in the best position to do that and do it the right way? So they still have the electricity contract. They still have imports and exports that they need Iran for right now, because they don't have them built up. So they need to get whatever they can get. Iran knows the U.S. is trying to get everybody to institute the old sanctions against them, even though Europe and some other countries are saying, no, we're not going to do it. The U.S. just announced today that they're going to reapply the U.N. sanctions. Even if the U.N. doesn't, the U.S. is still going to reapply the U.N. sanctions and go after anybody who doesn't abide by them, which is putting even more pressure on Iran.
Sure.
So I don't see them trying to take Iraq back just yet unless the people change. Because if they don't have the people supporting them, they don't have a chance. But
right,
if the people flip the script on the second, hit the streets, do all that again, now they can go back in and they can probably do something about it. But they need the people more than they need Maliki.
Right, right. Okay, well done. That's what
all right,
sick
sir,
in my brain. Well, listen, you two.
All right.
Keep it up. Keep the faith.
All right, sir.
All right, sir.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
All right, Ray.
Hey, you too.
Ray,
thank
hold
you
on for a second.
Okay.
All right, hold on for a second. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just getting this right now. Kazemi is back on TV saying now that the reform papers will be parliament the middle of next month, and these will have the following. He said it went on to list about 30 things, so I'm probably going to get it a little bit later. I said it will be both economic and financial, but now I'm saying it'll be the middle of next month, not the end of September. So that's what he's on TV right now saying. So they don't like it. This is, here we go again, more delay, but anyway, we'll see what happens. I think it's good. I think it'll be maybe completed the middle of next month, but announced the first part of the month. So we'll see. All right. I just wanted to put that out.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Next is 972, Danny, Dallas.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Ray, it's really impressive that you recognize, which means you memorize my number. After this whole ordeal is done, I hope we're able to use it on a more friendly basis. But we're good. Yeah. Listen, Tony, thank you for giving out that treasury rate on the dong. That is crazy.
It is crazy.
If we only knew the ramifications, such as, is it beyond? let's say that you max out on the 50 million dong at the, whatever the rate is, whether it's $6 or $8. And then beyond that, you go to Treasury, or do you do Treasury all the way through? Because, my friend, I just grabbed some numbers. If you had 75 million dong, which didn't cost that much, and they allow you to do the whole thing in Treasury, good golly. I'd almost be willing, I mean, you don't have a pencil in front of you, but I'd almost be willing to turn in my dinar, cash it in, obviously at a discount rate, use that money and buy $80 million dong at, a million dong at $80, which is, by the way, what that local exchange is doing here in Dallas that I mentioned last time. They're doing it at $80. And we're talking about multiple billions. That's beyond belief. It is. This is the weirdest thing. Man.
Danny, at 50, if it's 50, at
$6,
how much are we talking about? Okay?
It's still crazy.
I'm thinking it's probably going to be more than that to get, to the 12. Or let's say we don't. You just get to the 10. Or we already knew months ago, I tell you, one bank was doing 6 and another bank was doing 8. And they were signing documents right then at those rates. So we know they were already doing it because they did it already. So
that is amazing. The only thing we don't know.
Than the dinar at that time. What?
Yes. But what if the dinar has a treasury rate? If it's comparable percentage-wise to the dong, this is flat ridiculous. Now, you mentioned, and I appreciated how the dong early on was, they were given $100 per dong and 70 and 56 and 30. Well, I don't know my connection back then, but. Yeah, I know. But my connections way back then, I've been in my, this is my 13th year, I would see it come up. And, of course, we were thinking a nickel way back. And then, 50 cents and 83 cents. And then when it got over $3, cha-ching, everything was going fine. And then I heard it go to 6. See, you talked about high and coming down. For some reason, my connections, which weren't you guys at the time, it was low and going up. And I remember expressing to a particular lady whose husband had invested in the dinar at a very reasonable price, but she didn't want him to. And she took me aside and she said, Danny, is this really going to happen? And I said, her name was Wendy. I said, Wendy, I just heard that it is $32 per million. She rolled her eyes and demanded that her husband sell everything because it was just too ridiculous to imagine it being real. And they sold. They got out.
A lot of people have. But Danny, in all honesty, and I tell you all the time, I couldn't believe it. It just did not make good common sense to me because it just didn't. Oh, are you people crazy? I mean, $3, $4, you can go back in the history book and you can see this. But then, you know, when people are getting $100 and $7, and I don't mind telling you guys right now, I firsthand knowledge, talking on the phone to one of the guys who did the exchange. So this is what I did. He said, I just got through doing it. This is what they authorized. And these guys were getting $800 million a week because that's how they were paying it out and shipping it overseas and a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, they're sending me copies of this, copy of that. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Because I never would have believed it myself. I just know that don't make sense. It just, so I understand her feeling that way. Until I actually got contacted by government agencies or people in the government said, Tony, this is real. This is what we're doing, and this is why we're doing it. I'm thinking, how could this even be possible? How could it even be possible?
Well,
but here it is.
It's all
and now when you're at the bank. In the bank, this is on the screen. This is what we're being taught in the exchange classes. This is what we're told to offer you. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Anyway, so I'm just saying, we can look at everybody that sold there, said it was ridiculous, and I can say I understand. Because I got to say, I'm sorry you did it. I'm sorry you didn't have all the information, but I do understand because it does sound ludicrous at times.
It did. And of course, you know, I just, at that point in time, I thought, well, I'll hang in. I got started. I guess I'll keep in. But at 32, I was really losing heart. Oh, Danny, you did it again. You fell, you shot for the moon, and you landed in the ocean down here. But then it wasn't that much longer that you came out and said, listen, people, it's 2850. So because I respect your information and your sources. And by the way, I did find out that I'm 3 degrees separated from Winston. There's actually a lady in town who goes to a jeweler who's personal friends with Winston and his family. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, okay. Man, for a minute there, I thought you was going to say from Ray. But all right,
No, that would be a surprise. Okay, we do not know if the dinar has a treasury rate. And this is all interesting and just food for thought. But I would be tempted to take my dinar, if there is no treasury rate, turn it in for that discount, and then we're looking at, I can't even say it. It is so unimaginable. Wow. Okay. I'm going to get some dinar today. I mean, not dinar. I'm going to get some dong today, and I will have to pay $80. But I'm just thinking if it's based on the amount you have, I better get my amount on up there. So that's my plan, and I'm going to finish cutting the metal around this doorway here and head that direction. But I got to get back to work now. Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Right, hey, sir. When you go to get that dong at $80 and somebody let the Great American Coin Company know, because they're selling it at $150 per million and everybody else is selling it over $50 or $48, somebody need to start sending Tony some money. Okay?
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah, these guys are making a killing. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, all right. Take care, blessings on you, fellas. Appreciate you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Ray, you saying what?
That was it. Okay. Let's see. I got to get back in line. Danny, it fell off, but I had him already written down, so I went to go find him since he was in line. Okay. 507, you're on. 507 area code. You are on.
Nope, we don't put him to sleep.
Okay. 619 area code. You are on.
Forgive me, you already answered my question. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 615 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony and Ray. How y'all doing?
Fantabulous.
Yeah, how are you?
Degree.
I am doing good. I look forward to y'all every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I just want you to know that.
Great.
Okay.
Ray, you were supposed to send me some information on where I could get some dong eggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When?
That's what you said, right? You said it Wednesday.
Well, see, none of my administrative assistants reminded me. Usually they remind me to do stuff like that. But oh, yeah, you're the lady in Tennessee.
Had you just sent me your telephone number, I could have reminded you. Yes, it is me.
Right, you're the lady in Tennessee. Okay.
I asked for your phone number, but you wouldn't give it to me. I could have reminded you.
Oh, well, I was going to send it to you, but, you know, something happened.
Yeah,
you know the difference between a northern fairy tale and a southern fairy tale?
I don't, and that's fine.
Okay.
But see, now I got two questions. Are you going to send me that information? And now I want to buy some Zim. Where I get some Zim from? I'm trying to be
no
like
idea.
That when I grow up.
Ooh-wee.
I'm trying to be like y'all when I grow up. I need some Zim now.
Oh, well, no, I don't know any place to tell you to go get Zim. Some members are going to, they'll send me something, then I'll send it to you. Because I'm sure our phone's getting ready to blow
American.
Up now with places to go get buy Zim from.
Yeah.
Is this
on the internet?
I didn't hear you, Tony. It's on the
I
internet?
I said on the internet. If you go to eBay and put in Zim 100 trillion note, I wouldn't necessarily buy it from an individual, but some of those sites, you click on them, and they have a currency exchange site that you can actually order it from.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Again, because I got to tell everybody this, the Zim sounds crazy. We got still some banks saying they don't know if they're going to do it or not. I got banks saying they're absolutely going to do it. It's absolutely going to go. And we still have our committee member who says it absolutely will not go. So you are still taking a chance on the Zim. But the dong, we know for sure, is official currency is going to go. The dinar is going to go. Okay.
So you telling me to just buy the dong?
I ain't telling you nothing, cause I got them. Okay. So I'm telling you, I got them. Cause it's better safe than sorry for me. And if I didn't have any, I sure would be sorry if it went.
Okay. So I guess I'll see as soon as Ray send me the information. Where to get the dong, you know. I'm still waiting, patiently waiting, might I add.
Yeah,
okay.
Patiently
you
waiting
might remember it today since we got all that.
Oh, somebody will remind me.
If not, I'll be back Monday with the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Please, right? Please, please. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Have a good weekend. All right.
303 area code, you are on.
Well, hey, good morning, Brothers Wren.
Hey, sir.
Good morning.
I just wanted to put a plug in for our bus lady. I got to tell you, her laugh just is like a tonic for me every day that I just feel like laughing along with her. But I wanted to explain to her that I have some very impeccable credentials for being a bus driver, having transported 10 high school buses onto the football field of our college for the homecoming day. So I just want to let her know that if she needed to recruit bus drivers, that I could be right at the top of the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that it's a bus driving that you're interested in. But okay.
Well, I just think she ought to make sure that this is a party in those buses. I mean, something adult beverages and hors d'oeuvres and certainly some cigars. I mean, I think that would be incomplete without all that thing.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're getting to the bottom of it. Okay.
Did you ever watch the movie Soul Plane?
Yes, of course, of course.
You seen that? Well, her bus is going to be like that airplane.
Okay.
From Soul Plane. It's going to be hooked up.
All right. First question. Can you please clarify for me what the difference is between a treasury rate and a contract rate and which is proposed to be higher?
Well, the treasury rate is supposed to be higher than the contract rate. So,
based on what?
I don't have any idea. Look, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I didn't even know there was a treasury rate. I mean, I knew people had got paid higher, but it was privileged rate as far as I was concerned because you had to be government-related to get that. But now they're saying they're making it available to everybody as a treasury rate based on the amount that you have, just like the contract rate. Well, the contract rate was based on an agreement. First of all, it was with China for the contract rate that they had. And then it was another one created, which was for us, for the U.S. citizens to buy. And again, the treasury rate was for. All right, so I'm going to give you guys another piece of information. So they have these codes that they send out. So there's a code for $100, there's a code for $75. So anyway, they send out these codes, but they're only supposed to be for privileged people at certain levels, and so many people at each level, and you get to get put on this list. So there's more information that y'all need to know, but it's what they have. So I never thought we would see a treasury rate as public. I mean, I just didn't. And for it to be coming out there, but here it is. So, but they're basing it, unfortunately, like, so you got to have 50 million in order to get, I think, the $6 rate on the dong or something. Said. You have to have 1,000 trillion notes in order to get the 33¢ on the ZIM. So they put qualifications in there to reach these levels. But for the treasury level, you're going to have a whole lot to get a whole lot. And the more you have, basically, when they told you, they don't, then the more they want to give you. So while they didn't want a whole lot of toothless crackheads being millionaires or no names being billionaires, if you have it, they want you to be one of the select few, 100 or 1,000, who will be worth $4 billion, $5 billion, $10 billion or more, because that's what they're doing.
Okay, and just to clarify again, the treasury rate for the dong, you say, is $12?
That's what I've been told so far. We'll go as high as $12.
Okay, all right. All right,
now I don't know anybody listen. I don't know anybody got $12. The highest I know a person has signed for as of today that I know of is $8.
All right. Now, would you recommend that when we go into exchange, we just, you know, like you're nothing beats a failure but a try to say, hey, I'm here to collect the or to exchange for the treasury rate?
I'm here to exchange and let's negotiate.
Okay.
As I said, he who speaks first loses. So you can say, I want the treasury right now. Say, I don't even know what you're talking about. So we're going to have a little conversation. And again, that rate is not for everybody.
What would you anticipate the exchange rate for the dong over 50 million? Let's say another 5 or 10 million let's say it's 55 or 60 million, what happens to the spillage over 50?
I don't know. I would negotiate for the same rate for my entire package. So,
okay.
Even though they said that, but I think it would, you know, if not, I mean, okay, drop me down a dime, quarter, I don't know. You guys are going
okay.
to fill it out. But then it's going to depend on how much dinar you have, how much zen you have, everything else.
Okay. All right. Now, segue to another question. I have been really curiously listening to your suggestion that these bankers are on a high alert, et cetera. Who in particular is giving those banks that message? Is it coming from the Treasury?
Oh, yeah, the banks are negotiating with the Treasury. Each bank has their own contract agreement and with the Treasury. Each probably has their own liaison, and that's why they're doing different things based on the information they're getting.
Hey, apologies. What I was asking was, does the Treasury give these banks a notice to be on high alert at any particular time?
Well, yeah. Again, that's who I said. That's who they get their information from.
Okay.
And based on the information they get, they determine if they're going to put their employees on high alert, standby, or whatever level they want to put them on based on the information they got from the Treasury.
All right. Well, I mean,
okay.
Mr. Mnuchin is the Secretary of the Treasury. Isn't he really taking directives from President Trump? Or, I just somehow disagree with you that Trump won't, in fact, achieve an impulse or, let's say, an increase in voters by not being able to say, hey, we've balanced the budget. Everything is cool. Hey, vote for me.
Okay, so guess what? There's no way, no, capital N, capital O, no way this RV can happen today. Money can come in and it can balance the budget in 30 days. It's not going to work like that. It didn't work like that last time. Not going to work like it this time. The agreement with Iraq and the dinars is over a period of 30 years.
Okay.
30 years is the agreement. Now, that means it can't take all of them to do anything, but it's not going to happen in 30 days. On top of that, no president in his right mind, so I guess we could exclude Trump, but any other president is not going to get on public TV and say, guess what, America? I just made 50,000 brand new millionaires yesterday, 100,000 billionaires, and you're not one of them. Go vote for me.
I get the gist of that, but wouldn't he be able to, assuming that the Treasury has warehouses full of dinar or whatever, that all of a sudden they're all exchanged and he can say, well, we've balanced the budget. We eliminated the $25 trillion deficit we have.
Who's he going to exchange them with?
China.
No, China's buying all the contract rates. Our agreement is with Iraq. All of
okay.
the warehouse
all right.
with Iraq to exchange it for barrels of oil over the next 30 years at certain prices, which helps us and which then can wipe out our deficit over time. You got to remember when Clinton did this, the deficit was $16 trillion. It still took him his 4 years to wipe out the deficit, but he did it. Okay?
I got it, okay.
Not 4 days or 4 months, 4 years. So Trump is not going to get that benefit in 30 days, guys.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. Everything's clear now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
All right now.
All right.
Okay. It's time for the weekend. Let's wrap this up.
All right, guys. You guys had a very, very informative call today. Probably more than you needed to know, but hopefully it's going to help you make the right decision, not just today, because some of you are making decisions right now. Do I spend $50 in the – oh, no, all the bars are closed, right? Oh, $50 in the mall. Oh, $50 getting me another $1 million. That's the choice you have to make. Some of you are making decisions right now, Dong, Dinar. What am I going to do when I go to my exchange? And they're all going to affect your future, but based on this information. So the fact that you have it, please take time to study it, use it, and more importantly, plan for your future with it. I already gave it to you, so I can't take it back, even though I'm sure some people will want me to. All right. So CXI, guys, we talked about it before. If you go online, the dong rate is right now, they tell me $57 million. $57 million online you can order. Or you can call Danny in Texas, and he can tell you where to get it at $70 a million. Or you can go on to the Great American Corn Company site and get it for $150 a million. Somebody should be paying me for this information, but they're not. But anyway, it's a good deal. Guys, everything's good. They're making great announcements over in Iraq. They're putting dates to it, time. They've already put dollar amounts to it. They're making announcements about how they're clearing up the corruption. They're doing everything we wanted done in the last 4 years, and they're doing it since they came back from Washington, which hasn't even been a month yet. And they're getting it all done. Then in October, it will be done. So within a month, they will have done everything we wanted done in the last 4 to 10 years completed. Not done in that time, but have it completed. And hopefully this thing will be over and we can start our real part. But in between time, from then and now, let's do what we do. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. I hope you enjoy yours and your weekend. If something truly exciting happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the forum, or we'll do a call if that's what we need to do. But do what I'm going to do. Enjoy your weekend. All right, Ray?
Okay, that's right. Enjoy your weekend. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Point where you can't
can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
To stop conference recording, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.